She can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need, the Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, April 10th, 2024, episode 83.
Curry and the Keeper.
Well, 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 wicka, wicka, well, hello, my queen.
You muted me.
Well, I always have to mute you in the opening. I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. We're late.
It's 9:15. I'm ready for bed. And I go, can we just do the show tomorrow after no agenda? You go, no.
No.
We're going home. We're doing a show.
You know why? Because then we might as well not do the show.
I know. You're big about that. I know. Because then you start making excuses.
That's right.
And then it's one excuse after another. Yeah. And then you miss a week. And then all of a sudden, it's a free-for-all.
And all of a sudden the cork soakers are off watching Tim Pool or something.
Oh, we don't want that. Well, we're late because we were at an event where we heard Lara Logan speak.
Yes, our
tonight.
Neighbor.
Our was, neighbor, yes.
We came out to support our neighbor. Yes.
Yes. And she.
Wait, how about, oh, how oh, about a cheers? A, oh, yeah. You're all out
Look
of.
Look at this.
I mean, why did you even come to the show? Well, what is that?
It's a taste.
Okay. We are drinking tonight. A continuation of what I had at the event tonight, yes. Which is. Champagne. And as everybody, all the cork soakers should know, the house champagne of the House of the Keeper is Veuve Clicquot.
Yes. And I did tease that we were going to drink the white burgundy that Eugène Saminier, Michael sent us, but I didn't
not
chill it.
Chilled it.
No, I know.
Okay. So
I know, my bad. So
our wine organization sucks.
I'm
not blaming you.
I need staff. We actually need a bigger wine rack.
We need. How about a rack? We really don't have a rack.
It's just all on our counter. Yeah. I'm gonna look.
You should take a picture of that and send everybody what our, because this is so unlike you to have all these bottles.
They were all in nice rows on the.
It doesn't.
Counter.
This is no. You like? I think if you had a rack.
Yeah.
How old are you? 15 now? Really?
I learned it from you, okay?
I bet you that you would do a spreadsheet and do a like a little database.
I don't think I would do that.
No? Okay. I think I might have to do that.
Okay.
Because
we don't have enough wine for that. That's like people who have huge.
But throughout the 82 episodes so far, we've had a lot of interesting wine.
Yes,
people
we've
have
consumed,
sent,
yeah.
And, you know, yeah, I put the picture on in the show notes, which is nice to see, but we should really, you know, we should be tagging and bagging this stuff so we can talk about
it. I'll get online and order a wine rack that holds more than 9 bottles
of
wine.
Well, how about the cork soakers send us some suggestions?
Oh.
Because there are real wine people out there who
I've been asking for questions from the cork soakers and I don't get any. So I don't know that they're going to send us wine rack suggestions.
Wow. Well, you had a contest that worked really well.
I did, which we'll talk about in a minute. But anyway, I wanted to say, so we went to the event at Lara Logan to hear Lara Logan speak.
We had to go to Kerrville, which is very dangerous. We had guns and everything to enter.
We were fine. We were in a nice area. And we went to Club Charles, which is a beautiful supper club that you have to join. It was a very nice event.
There was about
80 people there.
Yeah, 80 people. Yeah.
So we got to sit with a lot of our church buddies. So the Sparkle Meister and her husband, Jeannie.
Debbie the Sparkle Meister.
Debbie's always, she's always so complimentary to us. And she always says, oh, you two are just such the cutest couple. And she looked at me, she goes, you know, you two would have been so awesome if you would have had children together. And so I said that to you today and you go, children, I would beat the little mongrel. That's what she said in the car. I go, wait a minute. You're the one. I would beat the little mongrel. I'm like, here's the one that's like, I miss my dog. She's in the other room. And he's like, I miss my dog.
Why is she not sitting with us? Is she mad? What is she?
Yeah.
She has, by the way, she did pick up a little bad habit in the slammer.
What was that?
She talking back. She barking all of a sudden at night. Put her in their bed. And she's like, bark, 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 bark. Now, you tell me how you want to run, because, you know, that was because we went to Dallas. So I don't know where you want to go in your timeline, but we do have some fun stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Some interesting things did take place.
Yes. So last Friday, we flew to Dallas in a teeny tiny airplane, the same teeny tiny airplane that we flew
Cirrus SR-22 turbo, brand new plane smell, only 70 hours on it. Fantastic aircraft.
So we get
198 knots. It only took us less than an hour to get up there.
Yeah, so we get to the airport in Gillespie County here in Fredericksburg, and I see the pilot and I look at him. I go, how old are you? He was 23.
To be fair, he's the safety pilot. I was flying. Let's just be fair about this. I was flying.
I know, but right away you're like, how long have you been flying for? He's been flying 4 years.
Yeah, but he's a commercial instructor. He's about to be hired
was
away
he really
by...
Was good?
Oh, I mean, because I like having these people along for the ride, particularly if you're going to go up to that. First of all, I just don't want to fly without a safety pilot.
Yeah.
You know, why not do it?
Yeah.
You're renting a plane anyway, so a little extra expense is not too bad.
Yeah.
The radio traffic, doing the radio and all the stuff that you have to pay attention to up in Dallas with 5 airports, with military jets, everything flying around.
Yeah, because we saw the military we landed in Dallas.
They were doing flybys.
Yeah, so the flight there was perfect.
Pretty good.
It was perfect. Yeah. And we had the tailwind, so we were going fast and we got there quick.
We did. Instead of 5.5 hour drive, we did it in under an hour.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. And
anyway, so.
But the takeoff was a little wobbly, but other than that, it was fine.
Just regular wobble, a little bit of wind.
But it's amazing how God always puts a Christian in the co-pilot seat, right?
Yeah. So, how did it come up?
He researched you, he said.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. he didn't know. But he's like, I Googled you. He's 23.
Yeah.
Isaac. Great, great, great guy. Mm-hmm. Love
nice
this
young
guy.
Man.
Very, very good
Never
pilot.
Flying with him again, but he's nice guy. Anyway, go ahead. He learned some important lessons about that.
Yeah. And we were talking about something. Anyway, he says, I Googled you and, what's it like to be famous? I said, well, famous was in the '80s, was a little different than now. How did it come? Something came up, and he says, oh, you're a Christian. I said, no, I said, I'm a Jesus freak.
Yes.
And, I think his dad was a Baptist minister.
He was in the worship team, right?
He was in the worship team. He played guitar. Uh-huh. And he's from, where was he from again? I forget now.
Michigan.
Thank you, Michigan.
Yes.
Met his wife here. They're married, of course.
Gonna have a baby. 23.
And he's on a quick path to becoming an airline pilot because, of course, there's a great need for young new fresh pilots. So just a great kid.
Yeah.
Liked him a lot. He's good at, when I'm doing the landing, we had to hurry up because they thought we looked and sounded professional because he was on the radio and we're going so fast. And okay, you guys can slip in before the Amazon 737, which is right behind us.
Oh.
Yes, the Prime Airways, it's called. Because that airport.
At that airport.
It's all Amazon. Mm-hmm. So that was all great. And then we went to...
So we landed. Great. We got to the airport. Fantastic. The Uber driver was even hilarious.
Yeah,
because I always appreciate a funny Uber driver.
It was eclipse weekend, so he was telling us about all the crazy people coming in.
Oh, yes, for the eclipse, yeah.
And the fact that rental cars were $600 a day. I'm like, wow, it was cheaper to cheaper to rent a plane than fly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got to the hotel. We had just enough time to relax for about 15 minutes and then we had to get ready and we went to the big birthday party. It was Vic's birthday party and they were hosting it at their home. And Chris, his wife, did a beautiful job organizing the whole thing. I mean, there was food galore, big balloons.
Just to remind us, everybody knows who Vic is. Vic is my buddy from South Jersey. I know him from the music business days when he was producing Skid Row, Alice Cooper, writing songs, that kind of stuff. And he got into IT. And he lives in Colorado and was doing IT stuff and then moved to Texas. And we reconnected with him a while back. Yeah. We've talked about
it. Yeah, we went up to their house in January, to their home in January, stayed a couple nights. But I get along so well with Chris. I mean, we just click. We click. Well, and I met I met her sisters and I clicked with her sister, Patty.
Jersey and Indiana. It's the same.
Well, kind of cut from the same cloth.
The same chemical composition. Very interesting.
I adore Chris. I really do. And I mean, there were so many guests there, and she was always like, we won't really have a whole lot of time to visit. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. I'm just happy to be here. I was so, and Vic was so
happy.
He was so joyful because he was surrounded by so many people that he
loved.
Yeah, there
were 50, 60 people there, that love him. And they came in from Jersey. A lot of people were staying at our hotel. Yeah. I mean, that's a testament.
Yeah.
People really, he is the kind of guy, you call him up, say, dude, I need you. Help.
I know.
And people, he would come.
I know.
He would come.
I love Vic too. Yeah. I adore his wife. So, of course, she brings out this big, fabulous birthday cake. This two-tiered birthday cake. And I'm like, I didn't drink all night. I ate nothing but beef.
You did great. Yeah.
I didn't. The sliders were great. I knew I wasn't going to drink. And then they serve the cake. And I'm like, I said to Adam, I go, I didn't drink because I'm going to have a piece of cake. And so, of course, I picked the biggest piece.
There was like 5-inch frosting on this thing. And I'm like moving it away from you, cutting the frosting in half. I'm like, you cannot have all this sugar. That's too much. You're going to be Bill Gates in the middle of the night. We can't. I don't want any of that.
You saved me.
Well, I think I did.
You did.
The frosting was outrageous.
But you know, cake is my most favorite dessert.
Yes,
and so I have a weakness for cake.
It's your favorite breakfast, your favorite dessert.
I never eat cake for breakfast, but if I could, everything. I would. Believe me. Yeah. So the party was lovely. We had such a nice time and we met so many lovely people.
And I hadn't seen his brother Steve for, 30 years maybe. And I worked with him. Actually, that's how I met Vic through his brother, because he worked at Z100. And Steve had pictures of a lot of the people who were from Z100 and how they all got old. I'm like, wow, man, if you show my picture to them, do they look and go, man, Adam got old? I'm like,
we all get old, baby. Yeah. Sadly.
Anyway, but I'm glad most of them are alive.
Well, going back to when we landed, I took a picture of you. You were standing on the
wing. Great picture. I love that picture.
I know. And so I posted it and I posted it like a man and his rented plane. You go, why did you say rented plane? I'm like, because it is. And I don't want people to think that we own a plane.
Oh, is that why you did it? Oh, okay.
It was funny.
Okay.
You're like jazzing me.
Everything was good. Everything was great.
Yes. And so then the next morning, so this was like a 24-hour trip. Not even 24 hours, like 20 hours.
Which is the whole point of flying.
Yes.
So you don't have to, you know, sit in the car for 12 hours total. So
we're at breakfast and I'm watching the wind. The wind is blowing like crazy. And I'm like, I'm a little nervous about the wind. And you're educating me. You're like, Tina, it's not the wind. The wind is actually our friend. The wind helps you lift the flaps. You put the flaps down and then it helps you get up into the air. It's not your friend. And I'm like, okay, I'm just a little nervous with the wind. Because, you know, you hear about these wind shears with a big commercial airplane, and they go down, and you're like,
no, when's the last wind shear accident
like
you heard
1989,
of?
1989,
okay, all right. Hey, would you rather fly in a Boeing? I hear they're great.
Yes.
Would you rather fly in United? I hear that's a great airline.
Yes, the engine cover came off the Southwest Airlines. I'm flying Southwest next week. I'm like,
so, I mean, you know.
So anyway, so I'm just watching the wind. You're trying to calm me down. We're standing outside. We're waiting for the Uber to take us to the airport. The wind is blowing my hair like in my face, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh. So I'm a little unsettled.
Just, if I can just for a second.
Yeah.
Any turbulence in the air is not from wind. It is typically from thermals, which is heating of the earth. That's why if you go over water, then, you know, actually the plane will dip down a little bit.
Yeah.
And depends on your altitude. And so there's a lot of things that play into it. But in the Texas summer, you can get some, you know, hot weather. But of course, you know, you're still thinking the wind. The wind is going to kill us.
Well,
That's pretty much what you thought. Yeah.
I don't know anything about air travel and wind. And so you're trying to calm me down. We go outside. The hair's blowing around. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Okay. He's trying to educate me. I understand, but I'm still a little nervous.
I know.
So we get to the airport and we see Isaac. He gets there early to check out the plane, get everything ready, get us fueled up. And we're like, okay, we're ready to go. He goes, I got some bad news for you. I go, what? We're going to have a lot of turbulence on the way home. I looked at Adam.
That's not exactly what he said.
What did he say?
He said, he made it work. He said, I've got a SIGMET warning that there's a turbulence area. Which is even worse, really.
Oh, I thought he said the whole way home. And I'm like,
The whole way, the whole area was.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with the Nashville flight, I would say go back to, I don't know what episode it was. It was about a year ago where I almost lost my life in that flight.
You didn't, but okay. Granted, that was the worst turbulence I've ever been in. Yeah, it was not great.
So I didn't think I was as traumatized by that.
But you were.
But when he said that, I think my face went white. And looked at me.
No, okay, so here's the sequence.
Okay.
First of all, I look at him like I'm like, what did you just do? Well, I have to let you know. It's like, this is not, okay. So I'm like, when I'm focused on you and you're like, I'm like, would you rather take an Uber? At first you said, yes. I'm like, do you really want to take an Uber? And then you said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I'm settling up at the, with the bill. And then you come back and then you walk by and then you look me in the face and you stick your finger in my face. You said, I'm not ever doing this again. Just so you know that I'm never doing this again. I was so upset for you that they're like, what's your zip code on the card? I kind of, I don't remember my zip code. I was Googling my zip code.
You turned and asked me. I was like, 78642.
And I couldn't hear you. I'm like, I'm not asking her again. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. My wife's upset. I just got, so anyway, so we go in the little golf cart out to the plane. We get in the plane and you know, you're probably flying off the wing almost from the wind. So that's not helping you. Isaac's very quiet. We get in the front. We turn off your headphone. I'm like,
no. You're trying to help me get in the plane. Yeah, I'm like, I don't need you.
Oh no! Oh, you push me aside. I'm like, I wanted to hold your bag. Like,
I was so scared. Yeah,
I know.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean. No, it wasn't okay. Your. It was no. Not your fault. Just let me before you talk about your cockpit banter.
Convo.
Banter. I'm in the back and I text Annette. I'm like, will you please pray? Because there's supposed to be a lot of turbulence and I cannot calm myself down. I said something like that. And then I texted all my prayer warrior girlfriends and said the same thing. Like, there's supposed to be bad. Will you please pray? And I'm back there and I'm praying and I start to cry.
I know.
I have my sunglasses on and I'm crying I didn't realize how much Nashville affected me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through that again. And so I'm trying to, I have no Kleenex. My nose is running. My eyes are running. I'm crying. I have my sunglasses on because I didn't want you to see me crying.
I saw you crying. I knew it right away. Do you know what your mouth looks like when you cry?
No.
It's really horrible. So I say, Isaac.
Well, wait, let me finish. So I'm praying to God. And I'm like, okay, God, if this is your will, if we go down, I really don't want to go down, but if this is your will, I understand this is the plan for my life. I got it. I really don't want to, but I'm just putting it in your hands. I'm trusting you. And please pray. I'm praying for favor all the way home. I'm hoping you open up the skies and just let us fly. And I'm just praying. And then I'm like, oh no. What if the turbulence is so bad and it knocks Adam and the instructor out? I don't remember how to land the plane. I don't know where the parachute is.
You mean the parachute? It's blue button, red handle. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm up front going, Isaac, I'm not going to give her the briefing. And bro, he said, oh, I'm so sorry. So I think you learned a valuable lesson here. This is it's okay because, you know, it is what it is, but you know, you should have just said to me like, hey, you know, how do we handle this? And I said, I'm going to hold her hand. You're going to fly.
And you held my hand almost the whole flight.
Yeah. I just reached back. Like, my arm's almost falling off.
I know. I felt bad for you.
No, not at all. And it was even smoother than the way over.
God answered my prayers.
I'm sure he did.
God gave me favor, and that's what it was. Yeah. He answered because he looked at the signet?
The chart, signet? Yeah. The signet is significant meteorological warning. Oh,
okay.
Yes,
signet. I mean, and I prayed and asked for God's favor, and he answered my prayers. Yeah. That's hands down, that's mm-hmm. what happened. Mm-hmm. So, and it ended up being smooth the whole way. Smooth. Yes. Yeah. And so when we got out the, out of the plane,
even when we in the clouds is a little bit of bump, but by then you were completely comfortable.
Yes. And then, so when I got out of the plane, he turned to me and he said, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm really sorry. I said something. Yeah. And that's what I said to you. I wish he would not have said anything at all.
No, he shouldn't have. That should have been my decision. I was pilot in command.
So I don't know that I'm going to get back on another little plane anytime soon. I don't know. Apparently I haven't recovered from Nashville. I just haven't. I did not want to go through that again.
Well, actually, it's interesting because you weren't invited for another flight on the real plane. So,
whatever.
So, what we need is cork soakers to support this show more, so we can get a bigger plane with the pilot, and I can sit in the back, and you'll think it's safer.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll think that the turbulence is much less, just because you didn't have to enter over the wing. But I love you. I respect you.
But the flight going there was fine. Yeah. It was fine.
It was.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, the flight back was good too.
Yes,
yeah,
but you
were just traumatized. Yes. That's all.
Yeah.
That's okay. You're traumatized.
I know.
Yeah, it's, you know, I can't help that.
Yeah.
You know, that limits your life.
Yeah.
I got lots of places to go. Like Vic. Vic. I got nowhere else to go but Vic. Anyway. But I understand. And I still think you're incredibly brave. And I thank God that he made it very smooth so that you weren't like just didn't have a horrible experience.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, yes. God.
So there's a seat open, everybody, on my next flight.
There's two seats actually in the back.
Two seats yeah. open.
If you like flying in a VW bug, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. You don't need to be so mean about it. Okay. Okay.
Adam, it's small.
I know.
It's a small plane. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a $1 million plane. It's small.
Yeah.
It's not big.
No, it's a 4-seater plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
Well, wait until you see the jet.
Oh, what jet?
They got the Cirrus jet.
Oh.
It has stairs.
Oh.
It does cost a little more to rent, but apparently the flight school is getting one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll see what they charge per hour.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can
do
that.
Just blow money but, like that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so we got home.
At all.
Yeah, so we got home and then we had about 5 or 6 hours, and then we went over to the wine extravaganza.
Yes,
at the Mascherano's house.
This was phenomenal because this is the international arms dealer and his wife, and so this is they are lovely at entertaining. They have a wonderful house for entertaining.
Oh, they do, and Andrea is an amazing. I'm not going to say cook. She's a chef.
No, she is.
Oh my gosh.
Michelin star level chef.
Presentation.
Especially when she's cooking for what? 8-9 people?
There was nine people there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is the hardest part is getting everything out and mm-hmm. done. I mean, she started with a cold pea soup.
With shrimp on the top.
Which was just outstanding.
Oh, it was lovely.
It was nice company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the owner of Augusta Vin and his
which
wife.
Which is really nice.
Which is a great winery. We're a member of the club. Mm-hmm. Then some new people who are new to Fredericksburg who mm-hmm. are building Robert and Marianne.
Marissa,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And they're building a resort spa hotel mm-hmm. with homes.
Yep.
And then we had
Bill.
Bill, who was David's friend from college days,
from law
I think.
School.
Yeah, mm-hmm. from law school, right? Mm-hmm. And so we brought one of our. So he does wine, and he had been setting this thing up.
David is a wine
nut job
expert.
Nut job. So he sticks thermometers in the bottles. He sets it in ice for a second, then takes it out. He knows how many hours in advance to open each one. And for the Vineyard Nation, for the cork soakers, we had a Chateau Cheval Blanc. From 1982, Grand Cru Classic.
Oh, that was the champagne?
No. The champagne was JCB. It's a grower champagne,
okay.
which also good, but no one will know that, really. Yeah. We had, of course, our Familia Torres. And then,
which was like, puh.
Oh, you have
compared
a little
to
bit
what
of
else?
Torres.
Yeah, like.
Then a 1986 Chateau Mouton Rothschild.
Oh,
which, and I think Bill brought both of those.
Uh-huh.
Holy moly. Followed by the Chateau de Equiem, I think it is, which is the Sauterne from 1975.
Wow. Did Bill bring that too?
I I'm not sure. I think so.
Which one did Scott and Christy bring?
They might have brought the well, didn't they also have? No, I think that didn't they bring the? Yes, he brought his limited edition Augusta Vin, the one that won double gold in California.
Okay, okay.
Which I think is the Petite Sirah.
Oh, was it?
I think, yeah. So these wines were phenomenal. Compared with, you know, then the beef that that Andrea made.
Yes.
And so John C. Dvorak, who is the biggest wine elite snob in the universe.
Yes.
Whenever I say to him, well, we had a great wine, he's like, and I say, I think it was. That's every single time I've told him. I told him after the Sunday show.
And you love doing this. You're like, I have to take a picture of all these bottles.
And so I took pictures and I read them to John. He went, what? He said, you had a Chateau Cheval Blanc 19. He said, I would have flown in for that. So I send him a picture of all three bottles.
Uh-huh.
And he says, wow, you have great friends. He's never said that about any wine I've told him I liked. Like, it's too expensive. Isn't it? It's no good. It's always never good.
Yeah, but he likes the $7 Bordeaux from Kirkland's.
Well, he said, this is good for you and Tina, for your palate.
Yes.
So now you've had that. Now you know that you can sometimes get that $7 Bordeaux from Kirkland. You'd be like, this is good wine.
Yeah.
That was his whole point.
Well, I couldn't drink that much. I didn't finish the champagne.
You kept giving me your glass.
I would take a sip and then I'd hand it over to Adam.
I get more of the Cheval Blanc. Hand it over, girl.
I was waiting for our wine. That's what I wanted to
do. You remember having our wine?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. But I had to be really careful. But yes, that was quite the wine evening. That was
a Vineyard Nation extraordinaire cork soaker special. What a treat that was.
Yeah, yeah.
And we really just have cool friends.
And Andrea's like, I want to have you guys over again. She goes, I'm going to make braised short ribs with a blackberry reduction sauce. I'm like, okay, when do you want us over? Like, that's the kind of cook.
Cheers me to the wonderful community we live in.
No kidding.
How lucky are we?
I know.
How lucky are we?
To be invited to that, too.
It really is true.
It was lovely.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I mean, there are people who are our age are just on the way out. They're dying. They got nothing better to do. Yes, indeed.
Yes. So that was on Saturday night.
Yes.
Saturday also, I sent out all our Evites for our vowel renewal.
Now, this is very surprising because, you know, first of all, it started where like, I'm going to have a thing at home and I'm going to do this and catering.
Never sit at home.
You were like, we'll have everyone come over
at home.
And I'm like, no. And I'm like,
I know you've been telling me no a lot lately.
I got to rein you in, babe. I put the kibosh on all that. I'm like,
and I was like, let's go to Six Twists. No.
Do you remember we were going to do this in a chapel and all this and all this stuff was coming down? I'm like, we just want to be in front of God. Right?
Yes.
That's what it's been. And it's going to be a Sunday night after, you know, after church services.
Actual anniversary.
Yes.
May
Pastor
19th.
Jimmy and Damonette have been kind enough. Like, yeah, of course, we'll take care of it. Let's do this.
Yes.
And it's really just because we want to confirm our vows to each other in front of God. Because it was in front of a dog walker.
Yes.
5 years ago. So, and we're ready for that. Ready for that. In fact, can I just take a little side street here?
Sure.
And you said to me the other night at dinner, and by the way, I appreciate you sitting at the dinner table with me these days. You seem to be like doing some natafla.
What?
After tabling, like the Dutch say. We're hanging out after dinner at the table.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a great effort for you, but you seem to
enjoy
it.
I'm healing.
You're healing.
Yeah.
Because you said, get up, clean up, done. Okay, what are you still doing there? All that's left is your wine glass.
Make sure you wash it, because I've washed everything else.
And you said, you know, our marriage has been just so good. We don't really have words or get spun up, you know, what I can't forget exactly.
I
what
said
you
we
said.
Don't really fight anymore.
Well,
that's what I said. I go, we don't really. We well, don't.
Did you say fight? I don't think you said the word.
I thought
fight.
I said fight. I said we don't really get into like.
It's not like we were
verbal entanglements.
No, but we don't. We would get sometimes into this. Like I think all people get into that. Sometimes you get into a mode and pop, 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 and that escalates, and all of a sudden you're like you're mad at each other.
Well, you fall into your fleshly behaviors.
Correct. Your carnal mind.
Yes. Instead of looking at it through a Christ-like lens, you know. And I just think we're just calmer. We're happier. We're more at peace. We have freedom since we made Christ the center of our marriage. And so, yes, that I recognize that. Yeah. That and that's why I said that to you at dinner, at the dinner table the other day.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And I love that.
I said to somebody yesterday or today, I can't remember, that I think that this vow renewal is going to be even more special than our actual wedding. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we didn't love having the party.
Right,
and everybody
of course.
There.
Yeah, no, no, yeah. That was always. But I mean, it's being in the presence of God. I think that's what is going to make it so profound.
So back to the story. What's interesting is, you know, we're like, okay, we're going to send out an e-vite to, you know, to our church community and our friends around, you know, basically in the general area. And we have a discussion. We decide that why don't we send out an e-vite to family and other people and other friends who we do not expect at all to travel to Fredericksburg.
Right, exactly. You
know,
it's like,
but we wanted to know that we thought of them and that we were thinking of them, and you sent out a separate email to them saying, just so you know,
we don't expect you to come.
Yeah, you're important. And the amount of people
I know
who have said, oh no, we're coming.
I know.
It's like, what is going on? Like,
I am.
My daughter even like, oh, if I'd known more in advance, I would have planned it. I said, oh baby, you know. We're just saying it because we love you. You don't have to come for this.
I know. And
friends and family from way out of state.
Well, and I have invited those people that we have gotten close to since Curry and the Keeper started, you know, like the Blonde Squad plus Trisha, like I invited all those ladies, and I'm surprised that two of them are coming. Stephanie's coming from Arizona and Renee's coming from Florida. My heart was so full, and Vic and Chris are coming. Craig from South Dakota is coming with Kelvin. Sarah can't come cause she's got another, I am blown away by it. And we're going to have almost as many people.
More, I think.
No, it'll be about 60, which we had 65 people at our wedding. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, my heart is so full. And so, of course, then I start thinking like, oh my gosh, like, oh, should I get some flowers for the church? And what should I do? And I'm thinking, and then I was like, you know what? I heard Adam Curry in my ears.
It's like, no.
This doesn't need to be a spectacle. That's not what it's about.
It's before God and our friends and our church community and the fact that people are coming from distant. I think it's also that a lot of them are like, oh, Fredericksburg, they'll probably come in Saturday. They'll go to B&B. They're going to hang out for the weekend.
Well, no,
you know, it's not too bad.
Renee and Stephanie and their spouses, their husbands, they're coming in Friday. So then we're going to go do an Augusta Vine thing on Saturday beforehand.
Attention, everybody. There's an Augusta Vine thing happening, apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out who else wants to come to the Augusta Vine thing. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And afterwards we have... You ordered a cake. We have a cake for in the family room at the church.
We're just doing a little reception
just
afterwards,
a little hangout.
Which we'll just have, you know, iced tea, water, and coffee. We can't have alcohol.
I mean, the only
church
thing that's missing is registering somewhere so we can finally get some gifts.
I said, please, no gifts. So anyway, send the e-vite out. So I don't know how many people I sent it out to. I sent it out, and I put it in the newsletter. Guess who was the first one that responded? And of course, everybody guessed the right answer, which is Sir Brian with an I, of course. But here's the thing. So everybody else respond. They're like, oh my gosh, we're so excited to celebrate this beautiful day with you, you know, in front of God. Oh, thank you so much. We're so excited. So what does Brian say? I'm bringing a beautiful woman. He made it about him. No, thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited. I'm bringing a beautiful woman. I'm like, gee, dude. Yeah. So I messed up. I thought Trinity was the first one. Trinity and Renee actually came in at the same time.
Because you did a little contest. You said, in the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, currentthekeeper.com, the newsletter is the best part of the
show.
There
might be some more Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, there's, exactly. And you and so you promised a prize for the first person who guessed who was the first to respond to the Evite and made it all about themselves.
Yeah.
And it was like, bam, bam, one after another. Oh, Sir Brian with an eye, Sir Brian with an eye, Sir Brian with an eye.
Even Annette texted me. She goes, Brian? I'm like, yep.
That's fantastic.
Everybody's got his number. I can't wait to hear his boost today, too. Yeah. So it's happening. It's really happening. So it's
I'm very excited.
Good.
I'm very excited to renew our vows and declare our love before God, baby. I'm very excited
about
that.
And you know what the bonus about all this is that Pastor Jimmy is going to be doing that just makes my heart just like, oh.
And in addition to that, Pastor Jeff has agreed to sing two songs. I'm very excited about that. I mean, I was like, are you going to ask him to do that?
I'm like, yeah, I'm going
to
ask
him. You have to understand, Pastor Jeff.
Oh, his voice is like an angel.
He's like Tim Finn. I don't know if you know Tim Finn.
No.
No, you don't. But he knows. He knows what I'm talking about. I mean, he is so spot on. There's never a flat or sharp note with this guy. And he plays acoustic guitar and he just sings so beautifully.
Yes.
And what songs did you choose?
So Annette goes, I was going to ask Jeff, you think he would want to sing? She's like, ask him. And I said to her, I picked out two songs. She goes, he's not really big on doing like wedding type songs. I go, no, I have two worship songs.
Yeah,
I want to do.
Exactly.
So, Echo
worship songs.
Echo
yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. How does that go?
I'm not singing it.
Is that the holy, 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 that one?
A thousand angels, Paul.
You're right.
Face down
stop,
on the
stop,
floor.
No, stop, 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 stop. Stop.
You asked me.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I regret that. I regret that.
Jeez. Rude.
I love you.
And then the other one, great. How great are you, Lord? How great are you, Lord?
Yeah, these are good worship songs.
Oh, they're,
yeah.
And Jeff these sang both, Pastor Jeff sang both of them on Sunday. And I'm like, those are the two songs I want.
Yeah.
So then all we have to do is just figure out logistics, you know, in terms of when we're going to do the songs. Like I'd like to do one. I don't know. I'm going to ask Pastor Jimmy and Annette how they're going to do it. But
what time are we doing it?
6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Oh, wow. So I'm finishing up the show. I'm jumping into
your suit and we're heading to
my
the church.
Suit.
Yeah. You're going to have to wear a suit.
I thought you would let me wear blue jeans.
No, I'm wearing a dress.
Am I wearing?
We'll wait and see what your wedding suit.
That thing doesn't fit no more, baby. Are you insane?
No. I mean, I was thinking your black pants and your black jacket and white shirt.
White shirt? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
my cowboy hat and my boots.
No
and my
cowboy
gun.
Hat.
And my gun. Can I have a gun?
Yeah, you can bring your gun.
Gun in my holster.
Yeah, so we'll just,
shotgun wedding.
But we just have to figure out the logistics. But it's all coming together, so.
I am very excited about that.
I know.
I really
am. I have to rein myself in because I'm like, oh, maybe I should buy little vases for the table.
And it's like, we could have some people over. Like, stop.
I know. Yeah, I know. I go, should we have people over? And you go, no.
No, because then you have to have everybody over. Yeah. You can't just say a couple are special. Yeah. No. Everybody's special.
Yeah.
Which means everybody doesn't get to hang out here.
Okay.
You're so special. Just like everybody else. No, yes. I mean, people are going to have a good time in Fredericksburg. It's a beautiful little town. There's lots to do. You should have a little. Here's what we should do. We should have a little list. Things to do in Fred. You know, for people to do, places to go, places to see.
Like make your dinner reservations now if you're going to dinner on a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, gives just a little primer.
Okay.
A little primer for so people.
Sure, I'm on that.
Yeah, okay. Are you on it yet?
Have and
you,
so have, what is it part, have yet? You done any of the planning?
Yeah, well, no. I'm here with the card.
With the credit card?
Yeah, with the credit card. Just swipe, whatever. Whatever you need, I'll do my best. I'll make more podcasts. I'm doing a podcast up until an hour before we're getting married.
That's rock star status.
Just saying.
That's rock star status.
Just saying.
So, yeah, so we have to talk to Pastor Jimmy about how, I mean, I don't know anything about a vow renewal and what kind of, what happens and how it differs from an actual wedding and, you know,
Pastor Jimmy is going to be awesome. You know, he knows exactly what to do.
I know
he's already figured it all out.
I'm very excited that he's doing this.
Yes.
We were talking about this tonight. Do you remember like a year and a half ago? And I was like, maybe we can get our marriage blessed by the church. And you were like, I'm not even a member. I don't even go to church.
Could you do my voice a little better?
Anyway, I'm very excited about it because marry you a million times over.
Oh, baby.
I would. Ditto. I would. You're my person.
Now I'm not only a member of the church, I'm the guy who's in the front blocking everybody's view.
Yes, this is true.
I met someone tonight. It's like
bring out the book.
You're like, you go to Bridge Church, say, yeah, I'm the guy that's blocking your view with both hands up in the air. It was great.
Who once said he would never do that, and now you are all over it.
I can't help it.
You know what I love?
It.
I love how when you stop during worship and you pray, you just stop and you pray.
I do.
You do. I love that.
I try
that.
To time it in a little instrumental bit.
Because you like the word? You like to sing?
Yeah, no. And Pastor Jimmy did,
the
third song that they did. I forget which one it was.
It was, and How Great Are You, Lord?
And he was just...
I don't have an ear for that.
I texted him right away. I said, I like your little runs there, your little extra stuff. He says, yeah, a little noodling. I said, no, bro, Taylor Swift noodles. You're a guitar player, okay?
I don't have an ear for that.
Are you looking at me when I do that? Because
I glanced over at you like the last two times at church.
It's my favorite time to pray.
Oh, during worship.
During the worship, and I'll be like, okay, this is, and then they go into a little bit of instrumental or whatever, and then I have a lot to say, and I'm really connected, and
But Pastor Jimmy is on fire. Go. He started a new series, Awake or Woke.
Are we going to stream our
vows? No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
We can get some super chats.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Super chats.
Super chats for our vow renewal.
Don't you have to answer the questions when they come up? With super chats?
No. Oh. People can just, it's like a boost, a boost.
Talk to Faith about it. She's the one who runs a production.
We should stream it live on Podcasting 2.0 apps. People can boost us. It's all possible. I'm just saying.
So that is happening. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
I'm sure God is like, finally.
Yeah.
Come on, you two.
I love how it lands on a Sunday. Just like our wedding landed on a Sunday. Yeah. And 5 years ago, right at 6 o'clock, we did this.
5/19/19.
Oh, you looked at your ring.
Finally, I got it right.
You looked at your ring.
It's not
that hard, dude. Me. Okay, so then, the big thing is.
there's more.
I think Super Chat might be a good Super show Chat. Title. So,
I'll write it down.
So I found this amazing car wash here in Fredericksburg that opened a couple months ago. Okay. And I'm like, this thing is awesome. Okay.
It's a very modern car wash.
Let me tell the story. I say to Adam, because he goes to this janky Exxon where it's like, I don't know, two
It's
feet.
Been out of commission the last two times I went there.
And so I'm like, you need to go to this to Smitty's car wash. I said, it is great. They do a nice job. And then once you pull out, you can pull in to a parking space and they have free vacuum cleaners and they have spray for the windows with microfiber cloths. It's great. And he said, oh, and I go, all you have to do is when you pull in, you have to put your car in neutral. He goes, you have an N on your car? I go, yes. He goes, you have an N on your car. I go, yes. How do you think I'm going to? He goes, I don't have an N on my car.
I'm convinced I don't have a neutral.
I go, what? Every car.
I think I have park. I have drive. And I have reverse because the handle on the car is like, you press it down, it's in drive. You press it up, it's reverse. There's no like middle place. I've never put this car in neutral. I don't think I have a neutral.
I know. And you go, I don't have an N. I go, you don't have an N. And you kept asking me, you have an N in your car. I'm like, yes, I have.
Hey, I can fly neutral. $1 million airplane, but I clearly have no idea my car is capable
so
of.
So then we get home and you go immediately to your car. You're like, I have an N in my car.
It's another show title. Yeah, Phoebe. Yeah, I know. I have an N.
But I love how
it's okay, babe.
You kept asking me. Like I wasn't sure. You kept asking me.
Because I'm like, you have an N? Because I was convinced I didn't have one.
But the way that you were like, are you sure you have one?
I was not questioning your integrity. Maybe you felt it that way, but
it's just like when you said respite and I go, it's respite. You go, no, it's not. It's respite.
No.
I go, no, it's respite.
And then I went,
Siri, how do you say respite? And she said, pronounce it.
Yeah. And then I said, you're right. I was wrong.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's okay. I have no problem saying I'm wrong.
I found this on the web. Oh. How do you say she said it? Check it out.
Okay. That's very scary.
Did that come from my iPad?
Because you said Siri.
Oh, it did come from mine. Cancel. Yeah. Go away. Yeah.
But there's no spying going on here. No. None of my devices.
Anyway.
I may have a big green bubble, but that doesn't happen to me.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Anyway, I thought it was funny that you were convinced you didn't have neutral on your car.
So then I go to this place.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and the guy says, we got a special, same amount as one car wash for the whole month. I'm like, I'll do it. Man, I've been twice already.
I know.
Like, you drive up, it's like, beep, oh, it's license plate, boop, 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 drive on through, Mr. Curry, hello. Yeah, fine. At my car, I don't care. They track everything. And I mean, now I'm just going through, I think I'll go again.
It's nice, right? It takes
5 minutes.
And you finally vacuumed all the dog hair out of the car.
I did.
You got to take that bed thing out in the back.
I took the bed thing out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't very easy to vacuum it. Basically, the vacuum wanted to suck it up into the vacuum. Right. Okay. That's not going to work.
Anyway.
Now I vacuumed the car.
It was funny.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
For all the cars that you've had. Yes. Didn't think you had neutral in your car.
I went to, since I didn't do it last week, I went to play chess with William.
Did you use the chessboard?
I walked in and he was excited. He said, I'll be there at 11. He said, no, my brother's here. Can you come at noon? I said, yeah, I'll come at noon. That works. So I go there and I meet his brother, Jim. And his brother, Jim, is a really nice guy. He's from Colorado, I think. William has two brothers. And all three of them were doing the off-roading in Arizona. He's a nice guy. And William brought the big chessboard, the big heavy wooden chessboard. Yep, and we play. And I think he was distracted because I beat him twice.
I know.
I'm like, dude, you're distracted. Is this? Are you letting me win? He says, No. I'm getting better.
You are.
I have new strategies.
Nice.
Yeah.
You see all your posse there, your friends behind the counter?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Nice. All the baristos.
Nice.
Avery. Mm-hmm. And Ren and all the kids. It was a little busy because of the post-eclipse people, which of course we also need to mention.
Oh yes, why don't you talk about that?
We were preparing for the big eclipse. Now I already knew from the aviation weather that it was not going to be thunder and lightning and raining, which everyone was talking about. And I think because of that and the scary idea that we were going to have over 100,000 people in Fredericksburg and it was going to be nuts and people are going to be going crazy. Just, it wasn't.
No.
Saturday night when we went to see David and Andrea, for the wine party, it was like, it was empty. There were parking spots on Main Street. Like, this is a bust. Meanwhile, Gene comes out from Austin, who we haven't seen in 2 years. I mean, I text him almost daily, but he came out
Sunday night after the show.
And I posted a picture. I think you posted a picture on Twitter and I put it on my Mastodon of us with all, I mean, he had multiple guns.
He posted that picture of you holding his gun.
Oh, right.
Oh, he brought, how many guns did he bring out?
At least six.
Three? He brought out six?
He had all kinds of guns.
He had night vision goggles. He
thermal,
had heat.
The thermal. You saw it all, right?
All these boy toys he had. Yes. Like,
just in case, it's and like then, we wanted to be prepared.
And he came here for the eclipse, and what did he forget?
So the one thing that he promised, he had these cool eclipse glasses. He brought every weapon under the sun, forgot the eclipse glasses. Yes. Luckily, my wife is, of course, the most prepared wife, Proverbs 31 wife.
Well,
she got everything ready. You had two glasses.
I did. And that was from Andrea gave those to me. Oh, what perfect. Is she talking about? Do you want me to let her out?
No, because she's just going to, because sit down, Phoebe.
Let her out.
No, you know what she's going to do. You're going to go out there and bark at something, of course. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Thanks for being a part of the show, Phoebe. I told you.
That's all right. No, so yes, he brought, and so then he's like, here, try these glasses on, Tina. Oh. And he plugs them into my eye, my iPad, and it basically, through these glasses, you can see the screen.
Can
you touch the screen? And
he's like, no.
What is the purpose of that? And he's like, you know, if you're on a plane and you don't want to look at your screen.
Gene is the gadget guy,
mm-hmm. for sure. I have to remember to grab his iPad, which is upstairs. But, he spent Sunday night with us, and then what do you want me to do with that?
Well, you shouldn't have let her out in the first place. She'll calm down.
Okay.
She'll calm down.
And so we're waiting. So we're sitting in the Adirondack chairs, like mm-hmm. waiting for the eclipse. And so we're watching it.
Which was cool. I mean, our chairs are perfect for that. Yeah. Backyard where.
Hold on.
I'm just saying.
Hold on.
I'm just saying that.
Hold on. Sing a song.
I'm not going to sing a song. We're going to listen to what you're going to do with Phoebe. You going to get her in here? Yeah. Okay. Bring her back in. We love the Phoebe. Phoebe, come on. Be a part of the show. Come on back in. Good girl. Good girl. Here. Sit down here. Come here. Good girl. That's a good girl. You're a good girl. Good job. Something out there she didn't like.
Who knows?
She's doing her job, man. That's a good job.
But she's anyway, so we're watching this, you know, the moon slowly going over the sun.
We had broken clouds.
Yes, I mean, we did.
So and Gene was taking pictures. So it was kind of a fun little experience.
I thought the best part was when the moon was completely over the sun.
Yeah. And it was dark.
And our landscaping lights clicked on. It got a little cooler. It wasn't that cold. It got a little cooler.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, we take the sun for granted.
Yes, we do.
Like, we wake up every day mm-hmm. with the sun coming up. Mm-hmm. If the mm-hmm. sun didn't come up, we'd be
dead.
We'd be cold and dead. We'd be frozen.
Believe me, global cooling is worse than global warming.
Yes.
Trust me on that one.
Yeah. And then, you know, everybody's like, oh, the dogs will sense it. Phoebe.
Phoebe's literally like,
no.
There were some people whooping in there somewhere down the road, and she's like, lifts her head up. She's like,
yeah, whatever.
She did come over and hang out with us, though, which is kind of out of the ordinary.
And Gene kept saying, she's such a chill dog. She was pretty good with him.
Yeah. Once she got over the there's a bear in our house aspect, because, you know, he looks like the Russian bear.
You know what I love about Gene? He comes in with his white tracksuit on, okay?
like a Russian gangster.
When he's got matching Crocs that are white with black stripes, and he's holding his white gun, of which assault weapon. What is that?
Automatic shotgun,
which he will never fire because, get this, it'll get dirty. He has a white handgun, and he won't shoot it because it'll get dirty.
Yeah, it's a white gun. No way, man. I can't fire that thing.
At first, I thought it was fake, and I'm like, oh, he's got a Star Wars gun. Okay, whatever. No, it was the real deal.
It's the real deal.
So funny. That's what I love. Remember when he cooked for us at our house?
He showed up in a
chef's outfit?
That's right. He had the chef's outfit and his knives and everything.
And then he brought all this food. He's a good guy.
He prepared days in advance. You know, I've known him for 15 years. I mean, he was my first friend in Austin. He didn't even live in Austin then.
And, you know, he really is the one that is the impetus behind this podcast. Because he had me on his show.
We
were sitting outside and you said, yeah, we want to do a podcast. And mm-hmm. you said, and he said, yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Gene.
Yeah,
thank you, Sir Gene.
Yeah,
good job. Good job.
He'll be at the vow renewal.
Oh, he's coming?
Yeah.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course
he is. He should. He missed the first one.
Yeah, he was supposed to officiate it.
He was supposed to marry us.
he had to go home to... His parents had been in a car accident.
Yeah. And so that's why we got married by the dog walker, because like 1-800 ordained minister.
No, 1-800 officiant.
Officiant.
Officiant.com.
Anyway.
Holy moly. Wow. Oh, that's an update.
Yeah.
Would you like to do a little God check?
Yeah.
Do you have a God check? Because I think we need to hear that.
It's time for Tina's God Shot.
Can I, before you start with your God Shot? Wow.
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
Someone sent me an email mm-hmm. with a God Shot.
Oh.
And it was for me, right? So it was a God Shot for me. Let me see who this was. Because, you know, ever since I've become a Jesus freak, I mean, the amount of people who email me and have cool things to say is just amazing. This was Chris Gallagher. And so this was Sunday morning before church. I get this. And he says, "Morning, Adam. Was reading through my Bible this morning in Ephesians and came across this verse." And I'm very familiar with this because Ephesians 6 is my favorite. He says, Ephesians 5:11-14, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful to even speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore," he says, "awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." And what does Pastor Jimmy have that very same morning? The very same verse from Ephesians 5.
That's right.
And I'm like, wow. Okay, somebody God, might, gotcha, yes. Gotcha. So that to me was a super God shot.
I love that. Yes. That's cool. Yeah. Well, my God shot actually was the devotional that I did today. I do this devotional with Karen. And when we say our prayers every day at dinner, what are we always so grateful for?
Well, we start off by being grateful for the food.
Yes. Yeah. But we also always talk about our community.
Always.
Always.
Yes.
Because we've never had the depth of friendships that we have now in our life ever.
No.
Ever. So this one is Psalm 93:13, and this is the scripture. It's the second half of the scripture, but it says, "Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the house of the Lord." Mm. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the house of the Lord. And basically, what the scripture is saying is that when you're plugged into a community of faith, there is a blessing on your life that will cause you to bloom, to blossom, and to flourish. And don't you? I mean,
I see that.
Yes.
And I think everyone in our community would say the same who've come from outside to Fredericksburg. Totally.
Absolutely. And that you reach levels that we couldn't have reached on our own. There's no way. I mean, everybody just lifts everybody up. And being in God's word every morning and then relying on our community, find yourself a community like we have. Mm-hmm. Your life will be enriched.
Find a church, so man. Much. It's all through the church.
And so, and then it also said, this is true because Jesus says, "When two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Mm-hmm. So, gosh, could you, I mean, 5 people, 10 people, 9 people that we had at dinner, we each bring God with us. And his presence is healing and the fullness of such joy. And I think about that when I think about all these amazing, beautiful friends that are going to gather at our vow renewal, that are going to be lifting us up in prayer and just be there to celebrate with us. So, I just thought that
was
so cool.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And we learn from each other, you know, when we each bring God with us, which only strengthens his work and our prayers. His presence brings healing and joy. And together our faith and strength are multiplied. I just love that.
And I had this very same experience last night.
Oh, where, you did, yes.
Maverick came up. Mm-hmm. That is my friend, but also my periodontist. And he has a plane, so he's my special friend.
Yeah.
And he brought his buddy Javier. They know each other from El Paso, where he's from.
Yes.
And Javier is in the oil and gas business. And they found out about them listening to No Agenda by just having some conversation. And Javier says, "I'm about M5M." And Mitch went, "No Agenda?" And so they didn't even know from each other that they listened.
That's cool.
And so he really, and he came, he actually had a donation for No Agenda. And
yeah.
We had a quick drink at the Elk store, and Todd was there, of course.
Yes, because we're going to do his yacht cast.
Oh, he said yacht cast is happening. It's like, okay, man, we're ready for the yacht cast. and Karen had actually done me a solid because I had originally a 2-person reservation. I had 3, and it was Tuesday night is horrible here. So she did me a solid. She got us a table,
and it was busy in Fredericksburg yesterday.
I mean, we had to wait 30 minutes for a table, even though we had a reservation, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. And we were at Jack's, which is, you know, it's a cool place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very expensive.
I'm glad that it's doing well, but it is expensive.
It's doing very well.
Yeah.
I still had my lasagna. I'm like, I had to have the lasagna.
Yeah.
And we're there and I said, let's just pray. And I know that Mitch is Catholic, and Javier, they both go to the same church. I didn't know this. And we pray, and then they're like, oh, that's a good prayer. And then we start off on a whole God talk, Jesus talk. Ah, did you was say the great. Prayer? I said, of course I said the prayer.
You're the designated prayer guy. At the Masaramos house, too.
I did a good one at the table. You did. Yeah, it just comes flowing out, and I don't have to think about it.
And I remember when Peggy first prayed with us, and you're like, oh, man.
I want to be like Peggy. I'm getting there. Peggy's really good.
Sometimes you go a little long at dinner. I'm like, my dinner's getting cold.
Dude. I have a lot to say. Holy Spirit, flow. You are. Do not mess with the forces of nature, Mrs. Curry.
I'm kidding.
Now it's time to hear from the Coke.
Oh, yes. Value for value.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Indeed. Value for value. We love hearing from you. There's a couple of great ways to do it. We love it when you support the show so that we can continue to tell us about our wine. That we're drinking, but also just, you know, it's value for value. If you want to learn more about that, go to value4value.info. There's a whole explanation of how it works. We got some great value this show. Yes, we did. And right under the, now you can go to currythekeeper.com. We have a donate page. I love it when you use a modern podcast app. There's a couple of suggestions. Fountain is a good one because it's completely decentralized. It's all independent developers. You can send value right there from the app. You could do that for any podcast. It goes outside of the system. There's almost no fees, and it's the future. And especially for podcasts that, you know, might not toe the line of mainstream. Yes. You can also send through PayPal, and we got through PayPal right under the wire a Striper donation.
Yes,
from Gary Blatt.
Do you have an email?
I do not.
I don't either.
$77.77, which is very, very cool, Gary.
I like that.
I didn't get an email. I looked everywhere. There was no note on the PayPal.
I don't have it either.
I would love to know more about you, Gary. I think you're new, so he's going to be decanted. Yes.
You've been decanted.
And then coming in hot on the heels of Gary Blatt with a Striper boost is, of course, 77,777 sats, Pastor Jimmy. And he says he's boosting from Fountain. Hey, besties.
Hey.
Annette loved her sis time with Tina.
Oh, we had a good time.
And I enjoyed my testosterone time with Adam.
Testosterone time.
Talked about that on the last show. It's time to meet back in the middle for all of us to hang. Yes, I agree.
We have some filet mignons here with Annette's name on it.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Great episode again. Damonette and I are grateful we get to do this life with you two. Let's do this. Here's a Striper boost. And in the words of Michael Sweet of Striper, to hell with the devil. KTLD and KYBO.
I love them.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Then we have a favorite of the show. From Groningen, the Netherlands, 50,000. Iris is back. Remember Iris?
Yes.
Void Zero's wife.
Oh.
Iris, 50,000 sats, boosting from Fountain. She says, so happy to hear that Tina is feeling better.
Thank you.
Thank you for your inspiring podcast. I especially enjoy hearing about your insights and growth in faith.
Oh.
Helps me on my path as well. Thank you. I also love wine. What more to ask for? Groetjes, Iris.
Thank you. Mm. That's very sweet.
Then we have three boosts in a row. And they are all mini Striper boosts, 77. I'm going to read them in reverse chronological order here.
Okay.
The first, it's Sir Brian with an I. Who could have figured?
Yeah.
He boosts three short
boosts. You know, here's the
thing
about him, too. So as soon as the show is published, you know what he does? He goes straight to the donation segment so he can hear about himself.
He doesn't listen to the rest of the show. First, let me hear about me.
He goes there first, okay. Yes. Yeah.
So, Brian, here you are. Did you skip ahead? There you are. As the Curry and the Keeper archivist, I'm here to settle the debate whether or not Adam and Tina were fangirling over each other. Tina fangirled over the MTV guy until he opened his mouth for the first time, and then she said, and I quote, "What a douche." So that was short-lived, but Adam was fangirling over Tina's saddle Oxfords or whatever. Those are your shoes? Saddle Oxfords. This is all documented in episode one. But nowadays, you two fangirl over each other for real. I love it. He says, in the evening, yo.
In the evening!
That was a good one. And no, they were Ska shoes.
Ska shoes.
Those are great shoes.
Do you still have those? No.
No.
Second boost. Tina, your answer to the question of the week was beautiful.
Aww.
But Adam, yours was perfect.
Oh, bro.
And I knew that was going to be your answer before you said it because I listened to way too much Curry and the Keeper. Tina's reaction was hilarious when she said that she didn't have the same answer. And a reminder, you cork soakers still have time before May 19th to send wine to P.O. Box 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
I should give him a job. He's a good marketing person.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
And the third boost.
Oh.
He pays for his marketing. Congratulations, John Jay, on winning the contest that I didn't even know existed until yesterday.
Well, yeah, everybody found out the same time. Brian, you're not exclusive here.
I'm not sure if Tina told you what the prize is yet, but spoiler alert, it's me allowing you to be my friend on Instagram. And you can't put a price on that. This is my charitable donation to Vineyard Nation, and you won the lottery. You're welcome, brother. In the evening.
In the evening.
And he never goes away.
What is the prize? Did we even discuss what the prize is?
I'm sending Salmonier coasters.
Oh, yes. By the way, Pastor Jimmy has got to be double Salmon Yay by now. I mean, we got to check it out.
Well, he's got to do his accounting.
Yeah, do your accounting, PJ. we got an 1893 boost with no note from Red Bull via Breeze, which is nice to see.
Oh,
that
is
app
that
being
a new
used.
Person?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know who Red Bull is. So you're being decanted, Red Bull.
You've been decanted.
It's a beautiful thing. We have Caddy Kit. Who I think has donated before. Caddy Kit. Hold on a second. There we go. Caddy Kit from Fountain just says cheers with 1,000 sats. And we have My Thrill? Oh, My Thrill the Learned from Fountain boosting in saying, it's great to hear you discover Dr. Tony Evans. Yes, this is my daily listen now.
Yes.
It's just called Tony Evans Podcast. It's a piece from his sermon and he does series. He says, I discovered him years ago on Moody Bible Radio.
Oh, wow.
Another Texan I highly recommend is from Plano, Texas, Chuck Swindoll of the Insight for Living podcast. Pastor Jimmy should know him. Other greats are Alistair Begg's Truth for Life podcast and John Barnett, not the Boeing guy, discovered the book Ministries, DTBM, on YouTube. Barnett has been an amazing teacher for me. He was a pastor for 30 years, has been missionary for almost as long. Well, thank you very much. I will check those out. Currently, I mean, Dr. Tony Evans is just, I love what he's doing.
I know you listen to him every morning.
I really do. It's great.
I was telling you I wanted to start a Bible study on all the prophecies that came true. That Jesus...
Oh, like the 300 that he fulfilled.
That he fulfilled, yes. And so you're like, well, why don't you do another Bible study? I said, Adam, I am doing...
You're kind of full of...
I am full on in it for like an hour and 15 minutes every morning. I can't add another one right now. And I have a million books to read, too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Didn't we receive a book
we
from
did,
someone just
I'll,
recently?
You can finish with the donations.
That's it? We're done.
Okay, well, I wanted to do two things. So we got an email back from Rolf.
Rolf.
We drank his wine last week, which
we sure
was
did.
Phenomenal. And so he says, greetings, earthlings. With great joy, I listened to The Last Curry and the Keeper, where you enjoyed the wine from Ticino. Ticino?
I think that's how I pronounce it.
And yes, Adam got it right in the end with the pronunciation. I'm also happy that one of my favorite wines hit your taste that much in the bullseye with its loveliness. Sadly, the 2018 is sold out. I'm still without a lady at my side, but being a Sigma male, it's more of a nuisance than a pressing problem. I tell myself I still have time. Keep on being the good couple I like to listen to, Rolf.
Rolf.
Sir Swiss Senna.
Well,
thank you,
Sir Swiss Santa Rolf. I'm sorry, man. I'm just going to have to pray for
Go
you.
Go to church, man.
Yeah, find a church.
Look at
brother.
Our community that we have. We have amazing people. And then also, I got a book in the mail, When the Man Comes Around, a documentary on the Book of Revelation, because I had mentioned.
Yes,
it was hard to get through. So,
cool.
So I got. It says, in the evening, I just listened to episode 70 and I heard about you being a little bewildered by the Book of Revelation. This commentary will help clear it up for you. Glory to God alone, from John Train. Thank you, John. I'm cool. looking forward to that. Yes. And I will do it concurrently with reading Revelation and then reading this book too.
And thank you all so much for sending in your boostograms and your notes with your PayPals and all this cool stuff and your wine and your books. We really appreciate it. It is phenomenal.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. CurryingTheKeeper.com. You can find, you can subscribe to the newsletter. You will not regret that.
No.
The newsletter is cool.
There might be a little Easter egg in there occasionally.
Here we go. The question of the week. If you're not going to fly, I'm not going to do these questions of the week. Oh. Just not participate.
Oh, is that a threat?
What?
Is that a threat?
No, it's a promise.
Oh.
Hey, everybody, it's time. Question of the week. We came home. It's late, by the way. It's 10:23, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to ask her. I don't have a question of the week. Do you have a question of the week? You said, yes, I've got a question
of the week. I would prepare you
and
say, can you do it? Like, next week, you need to come with the question.
Next week, I'm doing question of the week.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
What? Okay. What?
Here's the question of the week. I have no idea what it is. Tina, of course, already has her answer prepared.
Yes,
which
that's how
it goes. It's kind of unfair, but that's what
you Well, get. How would you like me to do this?
That's all right, because I'm doing it next week, so I'll be okay. prepared. All right.
What was the worst date you ever went on?
Well, you know the answer to this one. It was hands down.
Are you sure? Think about it. Think about your whole span of your life.
I haven't dated that much.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't date that much. Yeah. Let me just double check.
He's thinking.
I am thinking.
You need the Jeopardy song.
No, we don't. No. I think the Tinder date that my daughter set me up on
That's
Tinder.
That's right. You heard it. Adam was on Tinder.
Yeah. She said she came to visit me when I was divorced. Was I divorced then?
You Close were enough separated, to yeah.
In process of divorce, and I had my apartment. And
you
she, stayed with,
pad.
She stayed with me for a couple of weeks. It was really cool.
Like 6 weeks.
And she said, Dad, you got to be on Tinder. I'm going to do your profile and all this. And then,
what okay. pictures did she put on your Tinder profile?
She said, you need a picture of you with other women. So she had a picture with me. I think she was even in the picture. She's like, this. Trust me, this is what women want. Okay. And
you're like, okay. I like walking on the beach and the sunset
I do not remember.
I bring flowers on the first day.
I wonder if I can reactivate my Tinder profile.
No, you don't need
to. Then I can see what I put in there, what the picture was.
That would be pretty funny.
I wonder if I ever deactivated it. I don't even know. Anyway, and so I had one date.
Well, you both swiped right, right?
I guess.
You swiped right on her and she swiped right.
I guess so.
Was this the only swipe that you got?
No. I swiped a lot. I'm like, yeah.
And did any of them
No. I mean, like, I don't remember. I'm like, let's go.
And you got one out of all the swipes. That's kind of sad.
There you go. Story of my life.
No.
And like, okay. And we have, where do we have dinner?
I've never done, had to do that.
So we have dinner and we'll meet in the bar first. It was a restaurant. What was it?
Oh, you went to Jeffrey's.
Jeffrey's. That's yes. the one, right.
And I wasn't even in your life and I know this story.
Yeah. And now it clearly said I'm 6'5 in my profile.
Yes.
And in she comes, 4'3".
She keeps getting shorter and shorter every time you tell
this
story.
And I stand up like, what?
Can you get fit in my pocket?
She
was really that short?
Yeah, she was really. And it was just no. It was just a hard no. And, we had dinner and I was like, oh, that's great. Okay. Bye.
And then she contacted you and wanted you to meet up with her again, right?
Yeah, she's like, come on, hang out with me and my friends. I'm like, I'm really busy, got a show to do again. No. That was disappointing, embarrassing, everything was wrong about it. And be quiet, you. Yeah, and
it was embarrassing?
Well, it was awkward. Maybe that's a better awkward. Just like, no, this, and I was just like, no, I'm never going to do this Tinder stuff again. It's no good.
Yeah.
And I think I met you, you know, we had our meeting at Rattlesnake Inn.
Oh, yes.
Within a week or so. From that.
No, you got the timing off.
Christina was still here.
Oh, she was, but within a week or so. What do you, from the Tinder date.
Yeah, from the Tinder date. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got the timing right.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood.
It was March 23rd, was it not?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Does he know his dates? All right. Okay. You're up.
Yes, because you asked me out to dinner. That's and you said, after the event, I'm going to take you out to dinner. That's and then we went out 2 months later.
And then I waited a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Because you were busy.
Busy. Yes. Okay.
So, okay. My worst date was.
Because I had dates, just not worst ones.
Oh, okay. I see.
Hey,
I know you were dating. You had to go international breakup
that's
tour.
That's right. I did. I went on international breakup tour and I did it.
Okay. There was this a guy.
Do I know this story?
You do. There was a guy who has a chick's name. His name was Kim. And Kim was...
Where was this? In Texas?
This was in Texas. My first...
Do I know that? I don't think I know this
story. My first birthday I celebrated in Texas. So it was 2014. And my sister Tony and my sister Angie came into town. And we ended up going to... what was the name? Some bar on South Lamar. I can't remember the name of the bar. Because there was a live band playing there. And so we went there and I invited this guy, Kim. Who is a yogi.
Pat.
He's a yogi.
Oh, the yogi. Yeah, this is a
and
great
so
story.
And so he came to the bar, and I wasn't really, I had gone out to dinner with him one time, and I was like, man, not really like my type.
But,
you know?
But he's a yogi. He
and
seems
so
flexible.
I invited him out to go to meet us at this bar, and my friend Dale also came too. And so it was me, Tony, Dale,
and Kim,
Angie, and this guy, Kim. And so we're having a great time. And like, I'm not interested in him. And so in the middle of the bar, he takes his shoes off and he goes into a yoga pose and he starts meditating.
Does he do the stuff?
I don't know. Angie, Tony, and I looked at him like, oh my God, this dude is a freak. That was.
What made you think, he would be great for Angie and Tony? Are you kidding me now?
No, I know.
Like, no one. I mean, I'm afraid of them.
Phoebe.
There's something going on. I'll take her out in a minute.
Anyway, that was like one of the worst dates I had.
And then
how
did you ditch him?
I just kind of ignored him and he just ended up leaving.
Oh, you're so harsh, baby. Thank you for staying up late and for doing the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love you too.
Vineyard Nation! We're carrying the keeper.